to Green received to start the first half. So I think this is a big opening drive here for the Hornets. You've had a time, some time to go into the halftime break, some time to adjust and get back into a rhythm of what you're doing well and kind of fix some things that maybe you weren't doing well. So a great crowd here tonight for this contest between Green and Harper's Elastin. And we really appreciate you joining us here tonight on CDO. So Green will be kicking off here to start the second half. Again, they like to do this little trickery here where they're all huddled up together. And then it looks like maybe they'll do the onside kick. Maybe they won't. The kicker will actually run up to the ball and fake kick it and then run back. And then they'll do a regular kickoff. And so we'll see if he kicks it or not. Harper Zalatin does appear to be ready for it. Says, nope, they're not going to kick it. The one time we did see them actually do it out of this formation, Orzel was not the kicker. It was Walters. That's when we saw them a couple of weeks ago down the road in Sydney. So now they back up. Looks like they're going to do the regular kickoff here. And here is Orzel, and he will kick this one high in the air, and it's fielded here by the Harper Zalatin Hornets, and that is Mitchell Wiest, and he'll drive his way forward for about 4 yards on the return. So good field position here for the Hornets to start the second half as they go right to left on your radio dial, and they are going to start at about their own 46-yard line. So this is still anybody's ball game here, folks. Yes, Green has a 6-0 lead, but we are only one score away from this game being tied up, and we know with the explosive offense that both of these teams have, I think especially Harper's Elastin, it's only going to take one big run from a Josh Wilson or a Madison Hoover to tie this game right back up. So here is Tyler King, the junior quarterback under center, hands one off, and they'll go to the ground game here with Wiest as he runs to the outside on that left wing, pickup of maybe 2 yards here on first and 10, going to bring up about a second and 8 here for Harper's Elastin. They're actually going to say second and 9. So clock is moving. It was a very quick moving first half until probably late in the second quarter. It started to slow down a little bit, but both these teams with the ground and pound, they really do run the ball well. And that tends to chew up some clock, that's for sure. So look at the out-of-town scoreboard again at the half. It was 13-7, Bainbridge-Guilford over Unitego. The last score I had between Unadilla Valley and Walton was that the Storm was leading the Walton Warriors 14-6 in the first half. So that's a look at some of the out-of-town scoreboard here tonight. Harper's Elastin on second and 8, another run up the middle, nowhere to go here for the Hornets. As again, they try to go to Wiest to start things off, and maybe a pickup of one on the play. So that's going to bring up a third and long. Just about a third and 7, third and 8 here for the Hornets as they are right on the Green Trojans logo at midfield with 10:45 to go in this third quarter. 6-0 lead here for the Trojans over the Hornets. And right now, the Hornets are just trying to figure out a way to run the ball against this Green defense. It was really late in the second quarter that Green started to put some real pressure on that front line, and they were getting some great pressure on breaking through. Third and 8, two wide receivers split to the right, two to the left, and King is going to want to throw here for the Hornets. He's flushed out of the pocket. King has nowhere to go. Everybody was covered, and the Trojans were right there to bring him down as he's brought down at the 45, and this will bring up a fourth and long. And King was scampering out of the pocket to the left side, but coverage in the secondary was good. He avoided the first tackle, but then there was just two or three Green Trojans who were right there. So 4th and 12 coming up here for Harper's Elastin with 9:55 to go in the third quarter, and it looks like they're going to have to punt it away again with Tyler King. And so King will punt this one, and it takes a bounce here and is fielded by Nate Erickson of Green going left to right. He's at the 30, up to the 35, turns the corner to the 40, before he's pushed out of bounds, and it's going to be a late hit here on Harper's Elastin. Erickson was clearly out of bounds, and one of the Hornets came over and gave him a shove, and that's going to be an extra 15 yards here tacked on to the end of that run, which is going to put Green into Harper's Elastin territory. And I think that's just frustration there out of the Hornets. This is a position they have not found themselves in very often this year. I think, you know, last week was probably their closest game of the season as they defeated Class B Shenango Valley 20-7. But even in that game, they were in control of a lot of it. But right now, this is going to bring Green into Harper's Elastin territory. Again, going left to right. Ball up to the 46-yard line with 9:39 to go third quarter. Green leading a Hornets 6-0. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. Glad to have you along. As here's Zach Orzel, the Green senior quarterback in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Little quarterback keeper to the right side, and he's brought down. Josh Patton was leading the charge, as well as Mitchell Wiest here for the Hornets. So, again, that clock continues to run, and if you're green right now, you have the lead, and you want to keep the ball out of the hands of that dangerous Harper Zelastin offense. I think you're willing to choose some clock, run the ball, and just try to continually get positive gains and keep the ball moving. And after that penalty there on the late hit, they certainly have good field position to do that. 9 minutes to go, third quarter. 6-0 lead for Green. They hand off to Luke Erickson, left side. He's got some room, rumbling, stumbling, first down and more before he's knocked out of bounds as he gets over the 35 to the 34-yard line. And Erickson, with a good run, he'll move the chains and will stop the clock with 8:54 to go, third quarter. Boy, when Erickson gets up to speed, he is really hard to bring down. It's not very often that you see some of these bigger guys from Harper's Zelastin getting dragged down the field. But with a guy like Erickson, it's hard. You hold on, and he's going to drag you a couple extra yards. First and 10 here for the Trojans as they, once again, moving left to right. They're inside Hornets territory. Ball is on the 34. They'll hand off to Erickson again to the left side edge, diving forward, and he's going to pick up about 5 yards. So you're going to be a second and 5 coming up here for the Hornets as they just get inside the 30-yard line. And so the Hornets bringing him down on that far side, but he was already into the secondary before King was able to bring him down. 8:30 to go here, third quarter. And, folks, I'm just basing this off body language. The Hornets look frustrated right now. I think, you know, they were hoping to come out of that halftime break and have a little better drive to start the second half. It didn't happen. And now Green is marching the ball down the field once again. Second and 4 here for the Trojans. And they're going to go to the air, a little trickery, and it's up and good. A touchdown for Nate Erickson. They fink the handoff to Luke Erickson. Nate Erickson was sprinting down the left side. A touchdown here for the Trojans. They make it 12-0 with 8:07 to go, third quarter. Very nice play. Very well executed. Orzel throws his second touchdown of the night. This one to Nate Erickson. It was about a 30-yard touchdown pass. Wow, great play. And that gives Green a 12-0 lead with 8:07 to go, third quarter. And so we'll see if they go for two. They missed it on the first opportunity to go for two, and they're going to run that gate play that we've been seeing them run, where everybody lines up on the left side. They have two wide receivers split to the right side wing. Man is in motion. That is Nate Erickson, the guy who just scored the touchdown. Orzel, the direct snap, gets to the outside, throws. Two-point conversion is good to Nate Erickson, giving Green a 14-0 lead. So a healthy two-score advantage here for the Green Trojans after Nate Erickson pulls in a 30-yard touchdown pass. 8:07 to go, third quarter. It's Green 14, Harper Zelastin nothing here on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 8:07 to go, third quarter. 14-0 lead for Green over Harper Zelastin here tonight under the lights of Green High School. A touchdown by Nate Erickson. The freshman pulls one in, and it was just a great play. Very nice job by Orzel. He faked the handoff. Harper Zelastin bid on it, and he just threw a nice little loft into the back corner of the end zone to make it 14-0. Still a lot of ball game left to be had here, and we'll see what Harper Zelastin can do on this possession. Kickoff again is another little squib kick. It gets through the first line, and Harper Zelastin will pick it up here down at the 25-yard line, and that's where they will start. Kevin Hubbard falling on that one. 8:04 to go here, third quarter. 14-0 lead for Green over Harper Zelastin. Thanks for joining us, folks, here tonight on CDO. And I think a lot of people maybe expected Harper Zelastin to be the more dominant team in this matchup, but so far it has been Green. And two turnovers by Harper Zelastin has not helped either. So a 14-0 lead, and now this is a drive that could really put a stamp on this game for Harper Zelastin. They could either go down and get some points here, or if Green stuffs them again, you really have to wonder about the psyche and the momentum in this contest here, even though there's a lot of time left. So here are the Hornets, and they haven't really been able to do much so far here in the second half or late in the first. Almost another fumble here. Yes, it's on the turf, and it's picked up by the Green Trojans. The handoff from King to Mitchell Weiss was bobbled, and the Trojans were right there. There was three Green Trojans swarming on it, and now they're going to have great field position down at the 15. And what did I just say? You have to wonder what the psyche is right now of the Harpers, the Lafton Hornets. As right now, Green is going to have the ball down on about the 16-yard line, I would say. They're going to officially spot it at the 18. And so Green is knocking on the door once again here as they lead 14-0. Here is Orzel. He's going to hand one off here to Erickson. And he bounces to the outside before he's brought down by one. And are the Green Trojans smelling blood here, folks, as they get that huge fumble? That's the third turnover of the night for Harpersville Afton. And that has been a tough one to swallow here if you're a Hornets fan tonight. It's just not gone their way in that department. 7:35 to go, third quarter, 14-0 lead here for Green. They just scored on a 30-yard touchdown pass to Nate Erickson. Then a Harpersville Afton fumble gives them great field position here once again. And here is the snap as Orzel is in the shotgun. Again, going left to right. They'll hand off to Erickson. Cuts back from right to left. And again, hits the pile, but nowhere to go. Moves it forward a little bit. This is going to bring up about a third and eight, third and seven here for Green. And you have to wonder here if Harpersville Afton can get a stand, what this would do for them deep down in Green territory. Well, I should say Harpersville Afton defensive territory, as Green, again, is inside the red zone. Third and seven officially now here, third quarter. 6:45 to go in this third quarter. Green leading 14-0 and trying to add to it again. Waiting for the snap, and they're going to hand one off to Erickson. Kind of a little miscommunication there. Erickson holds on to it, but is brought down in the backfield there by Weiss as well. As Brock Weiss, Mitchell Weiss, and Brock Weiss were right there to bring him down. So fourth and seven now for the Trojans. And what do you do? I mean, you're deep enough that you can definitely go for it. You know, if you have a kicker, maybe you can bring him in. It would be a little bit of a long field goal, but let's see exactly what they decide to do. And it is. It looks like they're going to go for a field goal here with 6:10 to go in this third quarter. Coming in is Mitchell Walters for the kick, and Coy Austin will hold. Saw him practicing this in pregame and thought maybe they'd have a chance, and the kick is up, and it is good. A beautiful kick there from Mitchell Walters. Plenty of leg and plenty of air underneath it gives Green a 17-0 lead over Harpersville Afton with 6 minutes to go in this third quarter. Great night here for the Green Trojans. Everything going their way. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. A 17-0 lead for the Green Trojans here over the Harpersville Afton Hornets. And now I'm getting a score update that Bainbridge Guilford is up 19-7 over Unitego. Wow, so the BG Bobcats are having a heck of a night trying to take down undefeated Unitego. So lots of great football going on here tonight locally in our CDO coverage area. 6 minutes to go here, third quarter. Green kicking off and a little squib kick here. Again, is going to get through all of the Harpersville Afton Hornets and roll out of bounds down at the 12-yard line. But since it goes out of bounds, that will bring up the flag there. Otherwise, that would have been an absolutely great kick. So the field goal there by Mitchell Walters, who has done a little bit of everything here tonight. He's played great on offense. He's played great on defense. When I say great, I should say superb. And then he kicks the field goal, too, and that thing had plenty of leg. And what a nice luxury to have if you're the Green Trojans coaching staff to know you have a kid who can come in and kick the ball like that. Really makes those situations a little easier down there when you know you can get some guaranteed points, making this a three-score game. 17-0, Green on top. Here visiting Harpersville Afton. The Hornets are ranked fourth in the state this week, and Green is ranked eighth, so we knew it was going to be a whale of a ball game coming in. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Hartfordsville Afton will start at about their own 35 here to start after the penalty on the kickoff out of bounds, and we'll see as there's a flag immediately, false start, and I believe it's going to be on the Hornets here. We'll wait for the official signal. Of course, both sides saying that the other side jumped, and we'll see, and this one is actually going to be on the Green Trojans, so this will help out Hartfordsville Afton, and you just feel like the Hornets need that one play. They need that one play, or maybe I should say that one score, that would really get them going again. And, you know, the 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, that's still a long time to go for a Hartfordsville Afton team that has put up a ton of points, 253 points so far this year. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. First and five now for the Hornets. Ball is on their own 40 as they go right to left. They'll hand one off here to Madison Hoover, cuts to the outside, and Hoover picks up about all 3 yards, so this is going to be a second and two coming up here for Hartfordsville Afton. And that clock continues to tick and tick. Down to 5:45 to go third quarter. I think if you're HA right now, if you could get some points here in the third quarter, that would go a long way towards some confidence heading into the final frame. But, you know, they've moved the ball well tonight. It's just been 3 turnovers, 2 fumbles, and an interception that have really hurt them. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Here's the snap, the handoff to Wilson to the outside. No, it wasn't a handoff to Wilson. Fooled me as they run it up the middle. Again, pushing the pile forward, that's going to be good for a first down. Well-designed fake, though, as everybody was kind of biting on that one, and instead of Wilson cutting to the left edge, they ran it up the middle, and a first down is good there for the Hornets with 5:19 to go here, third quarter. 17-0 lead for Green over Hartfordsville Afton. And what we knew was going to be a great game here tonight, again, 2 state-ranked teams, 2 local rivals, 2 division rivals. No way we wanted to miss this one here on CDO. But, again, we were originally supposed to do the BG and Unitego game. We just thought, boy, we can't pass this one up being 2 state-ranked teams. But BG is doing a great job tonight against Unitego, leading 19-7. Here we go, 1st and 10 for the Hornets as they go right to left. King on a quarterback keeper somehow escapes the rush. Bounces back to the outside and now can't go anywhere. Erickson was right there to bring him down, and King was brought down hard in the backfield. And Erickson was right there. Great job by King. He danced away from about 2 defenders on the left side, but when he cut back to the right wing, Erickson was right there to bring him down. So that was a huge loss on the play there for the Hornets. And the clock continues to move down to 4:25 to go third quarter, and the Trojans leading 17-0. It's going to be a 2nd and 19 coming up here for the Hornets, and the offense has just kind of started to stall here a little bit in the second half for HA. Ball is at about the 39-yard line here, going right to left. Hartfordsville Afton deep in their own territory. 2 wide receivers split to the left, 2 to the right. Man in motion is Wilson. King wants to throw it to him and does, but the pass was behind him and is incomplete, and that's going to bring up 3rd down. And this is, does not look like the cohesive Hornets unit that we're used to seeing. Just Wilson and King not on the same page there with 3:55 to go third quarter, and Green is just using every little bit of that to keep the momentum in their direction. And this 17-0 lead and a 3rd and 18 ahead here of Hartfordsville Afton. Boy, if this game continues to go this way and Green is able to pull off, I don't want to call it an upset because they're 2 of the best teams in Section 4 Class D. This could easily be a sectional final preview in a couple of weeks. But this would certainly make the playoff seedings very interesting going into next week if things hold out this way. 17-0 lead. They're going to hand off to Wilson. Cuts back to the outside. Flag on the play as Wilson barrels his way forward. And he's going to pick up about 5 yards on the play, but on 3rd and 18, that's going to be well short. But we'll see what the yellow hanky is here with 3:47 to go in the third. And we'll see what the Zebra crew decides here. Both sides talking to each other. And we'll see. I believe this is going to go against Hartfordsville Afton. It could be a hold against them in the backfield, and it was. Trying everything they can to spring Josh Wilson free. But the hold won't help, and that's a 10-yard penalty. It's going to back them up even farther here with 3:47 to go third quarter. 17-0 lead here for the Green Trojans over the Hartfordsville Afton Hornets. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Also, of course, online, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, our game audio archive is right there, courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. 3.5 to go here, third quarter. 3rd and 28 now for Harper's Elapsed. And long way to go. They got to get up towards midfield to get a first down. And they're going to pitch one to the far side here. And a good run to the outside there for Madison Hoover. And he'll maybe pick up just about 2-3 yards there on the outside before he's brought down. So that's going to bring up about a 4th and 24, 4th and 25. And King is going to have to punt it away once again here for the Hornets. And so standing back on his own 20-yard line, the offense here for the Hornets tonight has just been frustrated. Very, very frustrated by this Green defense here tonight. So King is going to punt it away once again, and the Trojans will get it back deep in this third quarter. Fielded here by Green, and a tackle here as Nate Erickson is brought down. Once again, great coverage there by Josh Patton of Harper's 11. He's been a very good player tonight on special teams here for the Hornets. 2:38 to go, third quarter. 17-0 lead here for Green over Harper's Elapsed. And Green is going to get the ball back again going left to right. And the ball will be on about the 33-yard line. So a game here tonight that we knew would be a great ball game has turned into Green holding a 17-0 lead. And I think that might not surprise a lot of people, but I think we were all thinking it was going to be a one-score type of a game, but right now Green is in control. Definitely could have flipped the coin coming into this one, I think, on who I thought would win. Still a long ways to go, but Green has just really had a dominating second half here so far. 2:39 to go, third quarter. Orzel is in the shotgun going left to right. Hands off to Erickson. Erickson to the 30, 35, 40. Erickson to the first down marker before he's ripped out of bounds. Very close to that first down. 9, maybe 10 yards on the play here for the Green Trojans with 2.5 to go in the third. And Luke Erickson again having a great night here on the ground. So the Green touchdowns here tonight. One in the first quarter, a 75-yard touchdown pass to Coy Austin. And the other one was a pass in the third quarter to Nate Erickson for 30 yards for the score. So even though Luke Erickson is carving it up on the ground, he doesn't have a touchdown here tonight, but he's playing great on both sides of the ball, that's for sure. 2.5 to go, third quarter, 1st and 10. So he did get enough there for the first down. As Green going left to right is up near midfield. They're at the 44. Quarterback keeper for Orzel. Zigs and zags, maybe a pickup of 2 on the play as he moves the pile forward. And now it becomes a time where Green is not afraid to chew up some clock. You have a 2-score lead, pretty much a 3-score lead. And you want that clock to burn here a little bit with a 2nd and 7 coming up on 2 minutes to go, third quarter. You want to leave Harper's Elapsed with limited time. But even though the offense has been stalled, I have a feeling that if they got one spark, it could certainly start to turn in their favor. Orzel on a 2nd and 7 in the shotgun here for Green. Wants to hand off to Erickson again. No, he's going to hand it off instead to Coy Austin to the outside. Austin leaning forward, going to be close to a first down. And again, using Erickson as a little bit of a decoy there, and the second handoff went to Coy Austin, and he's close to a first down there for the Trojans. And they have really mixed it up well here tonight, and in today's day and age where everybody scouts everybody and exchanges video, it's almost necessary to put in some wrinkles for these coaching staffs every week to just keep the other team on their toes. And I think Green has done a great job with that tonight. We've seen a lot of different looks than things we saw even a couple of weeks ago in the Sydney contest. Coming up on 1 minute to go here, third quarter. It's a 3rd and 1 after that reception, or that run, I should say, by Coy Austin. Flag on the play as they try the quarterback keeper here with Zach Orzel. I believe he got it. Well, let's see what the officials say. And a flag on the play. So the clock is stopped with 1:01 to go, third quarter, and a 17-0 lead. Again, a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. 19-7, Bainbridge-Guilford leading at Unitego. I think that is going to shock most people around the Section 4 Class D football world, unless Unitego can make a comeback like they did last week against Delhi. Last check we had was Unadilla Valley leading Walton 14-6. And games that you'll want to keep an eye on tomorrow, of course, Deposit Hancock at Delhi, And Sydney is down at Seton Catholic. They play those games at Binghamton Alumni Stadium, but that's a night game tomorrow, 7 o'clock under the lights at Binghamton Alumni. Third and 10 coming up here, so the penalty was on Green. That backs them up to the 44-yard line as they go left to right. Clock is moving. Play clock is at 10. Game clock is at 45 seconds to go here in the third. Waiting for the snap of the ball here. Man in motion, and they just get it off, and a flag on the play. Orzel is going to toss it up over the top here to Coy Austin, who's going to catch it at the 20, down to the 10, and he's into the end zone. And that's going to be a Green touchdown, but is the flag going to bring it back? Let's see, and it will be against the Green Trojans. So much to the fans' dismay after that was another great catch there by Coy Austin, who ran it in from about the 30-yard line. The penalty will bring it back. But boy, Green is making it look easy in the passing game here tonight. They definitely have some great chemistry there between Coy Austin and Zach Orzel. That one brought back by a penalty here. And so those are the ones that I'm sure the Green coaching staff kicking themselves there. A well-designed play, well-executed, but the penalty early in the play brings it back. So 27 seconds to go, third quarter. It'll bring up a third and 15 for the Trojans, ball all the way back to the 39. So the Trojans came out, and it's really been their defense and some great execution on offense as well. And a field goal by Mitchell Walters, about a, I'd say about a 30-yard field goal by Mitchell Walters has been the difference here. So here we go. They hand off to Luke Erickson on a third and 15. Erickson to the right side, midfield, and more. First down. Piles his way into Harper's Alaskan territory, down to the 42. And the clock stops with 18 and a half seconds to go until they spot the ball. And Erickson with just some great running there once again. Lowers the shoulder. And just fantastic. Boy, Erickson brings it all to the table here. Just when you think you got him, he gets to the edge. Looks like maybe he's going to get 5 yards. Instead, he picks up 15. That's going to do it for the third quarter with the score Green 17. Harpersville, Afton, nothing. Fourth quarter coming up. Should be a great one here, folks. I'm Nate Lull. Again, the score at the end of the third quarter. The Trojans leading the Hornets 17 to nothing here on WCDO.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident. And that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the fourth quarter here at Green High School with the Trojans leading, visiting Harpersville Afton 17 to nothing. Start of the fourth quarter over in Bainbridge Guilford, and the score is still 19 to 7. BG on top of Unitego. And just to break that down for you, folks, BG is 1-5. Unitego is 6-0. So that's a little bit of a surprise over there as well. As every report I'm getting is that BG is just playing very good football over there tonight. Now Orzel is going to break free here on a 1st and 10 and gets dragged down at about the 10-yard line here. That quarterback keeper worked this time. Down the left wing he goes, and Green is once again into the red zone. Great play there on the quarterback keeper by Orzel as we have switched ends of the field, so Green now going right to left. Great play here, and this Green team is just feeding off the energy and the momentum here tonight. And it has Harpersville laughing, reeling at the moment, early in this fourth quarter. 17 to nothing lead. Green on top of Harpersville laughing. Ball is at the 12-yard line now as the Trojans in the green with the black pants, the green helmets going right to left. or Zell in the shotgun. He's got Coy Austin to his left, Erickson to his left, hands off to Luke Erickson, barreling towards the end zone. He's just pushed out of bounds at about the 3-yard line here with 11:22 to go in this fourth quarter. And so a green score here would make this a very difficult hole for the Hornets to get out of here, and they're going to have to really start to take some chances on offense. But the defense here needs to get a stand if they can do it. Second and two here for the Green Trojans. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. Nate Erickson is split out to the left in single coverage. They're just going to hand it off to Erickson. He'll plow his way forward, still on his feet, trying to backpedal into the end zone, but he can't do it as Harper Zelastin was right there to bring him down. Josh Wilson on the play as well as Josh Patton for the Hornets. And now that clock really starts to become an enemy here for Harper Zelastin as it continues to move. And if you're Green, you just want that thing to burn down as quickly as possible. As they have a comfortable 17-0 lead here on their home field on a chilly evening here in mid-October. Last week of the regular season, the playoffs will start next week. Both these teams will be in the Section 4 Class D playoffs. Seeding is still to be decided. As on third and two, Green is going to take a timeout here after they lined up. They want to talk things over. They lead 17-0 with 10:38 left to go in this third quarter over Harper's Zelastin. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Fourth quarter action here from Green with the Trojans leading Harper's Zelastin 17-0 as we just got underway here in the fourth quarter. Our post-game show will be up after the fourth quarter. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, the catalog outlet stores, as well as Echo Brands of Sydney. 10:38 to go here, fourth quarter, 17-0 lead for Green over HA, and Green trying to add to it here. Orzel on third and two, a little pitch out to the right side for Erickson, in for the touchdown. Luke Erickson puts it in, and the pitch goes to Luke Erickson, and he's in for the touchdown. And it is now a 23-0 lead here after about a 3-yard touchdown run by Luke Erickson. So taking the timeout was well worth it there for the Green Trojans, as they now lead 23-0, and it looks like they'll go for two here with 10.5 to go fourth quarter. And they continue to just put the points up on the board. It was 6-0 at the half, and it has been just an onslaught here for the Trojans in the second half. They'll go for two. Here's Orzel, tosses it into the end zone, and it's just over the outstretched hands of his receiver in the back corner of the end zone. So that will leave it with the score Green 23 and Harper's Zelastin nothing with 10.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly and fun, and there's plenty of parking. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. You're hearing the score correct. Green 23, Harpersville after nothing. The second half has belonged to the Green Trojans. They had a 6-0 lead at the half. They now lead 23-0. Touchdowns from Nate Erickson and Luke Erickson and a field goal from Mitchell Walters. The difference here in the second half for the Green Trojans is, again, they lead 23-0 here in the fourth quarter. And now Harper's Zelastin, you're going to get the ball back, and you have to try to do something here on this drive to get some quick points. Of course, Green is going through their song and dance that they like to do here on this kickoff. where they are all in a big huddle, and then they run out. Most of the time they fake the kick, as they do here. And now Orzel will go back to kick it once again. I've probably seen them do this about 11 times over the last two games that we've covered for them, and they've only kicked it off once like that. So it's an interesting strategy. Now they will go for a little onside kick, but it is recovered and quickly lost here by Harpersville Athens. So there is a little bit of a pile here, and it does appear that the Hornets got on it. The Green coaching staff jumping up and down because it looked like Harpersville Athens had it initially, then it popped free, and I think they would have had a chance at it, but the Hornets were right there to pick it up. So the 49-yard line, so they're technically in Green territory, is where the Hornets will start going left to right. 10:27 to go here, fourth quarter. The Hornets have got to try to get it going quickly here as junior quarterback Tyler King has his team back in the huddle as they'll look to do something here on this drive. Josh Wilson is split out as a wide receiver to the right, and Madison Hoover, also another running back, is split out to the left. Looks like they're going to go to the air, and they throw it to the far side, and it is bobbled there and falls down to the turf. An incomplete pass there intended for Madison Hoover. So Hoover, I think, just got his legs going before he was headed downfield on that one, bobbled it, and came down to the turf. So 10:22 to go, fourth quarter. 23-0 lead here for Green over Harpersville Athens. And so Harpersville Athens, again, has got to try to find a way here on this chilly night under the lights on the road at Green in front of a packed house to get some quick points. The home field advantage, very nice here tonight so far for the Green Trojans, playing in front of a great home crowd. So right on the Trojans logo at midfield, second and 10, and now a flag on the play. And let's see who jumped, if it was going to be Harpersville Athens or Green. It was hard to tell. I believe it's going to be here on the Hornets. And we'll see. The official signal is a false start against Harpersville Athens, which is going to back them up another 5 yards. So a second and 15 coming up here for the Hornets. So a 23-0 lead, and that's just the kind of the second half that it's been here for Harpersville Athens. Some penalties, some mistakes, three turnovers here tonight, two fumbles and an interception. They just have not looked like themselves. King is going to hand this one off now to Mitchell Wiest, who bounces to the right side, and he's quickly taken down. So a third and long coming up here, and the clock continues to move as we come up on 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Third and 14 coming for the Hornets. So the ball is between the 45 and the 46, and the Hornets still don't appear to be in any great hurry here as they trot the play in from the sideline with Tyler King. And we'll see if maybe the urgency picks up here a little bit, if they can get the ball rolling. 9:45 to go, fourth quarter. It's a third and 14. King is under center, now backs up to the shotgun. Wilson is in motion. Flag on the play as Wilson gets to the left side. He's to the 50 and out of the outside, cuts back to about the 48. And we'll see, as there is a flag on the play, and this one is going to go against Harpersville Athens, which again, it's just kind of taking the wind out of the sails here of the Hornets just when you get a nice little run there from Josh Wilson. Backed up once again after a penalty here on Harpersville Athens with 9.5 to go. And that's the kind of night that it's been for the fourth-ranked team in the state in Class D. Of course, Green is ranked 8th this week. Groton, 10th. Unitego, 13th. Elmira, Notre Dame is 19th. The honorable mention teams locally this week were Tioga, Walton, and Delhi. And so this would certainly put a shake-up in the state rankings as well as the playoff seeds that will start. We should know the playoff seeds by later tonight after all the games are complete. But you're in danger here of losing Harpersville Athens and Unitego, two undefeated teams that now might go into the playoffs with one loss. It would certainly make things interesting. 9 minutes to go here, fourth quarter, 23-0. And the Green line is coming right through and taking down Tyler King. Mitchell Walters was there, Luke Erickson was there, and King stood no chance. Huge loss of yards on the play as he gets sacked back at about the 30-yard line. It's going to be a fourth and about a country mile coming up here with 8:45 to go in this fourth quarter. And the clock continuing to run. Green is going to have to go back to receive the punt here, and Tyler King is going to punt it away here for the Harpersville Athens Hornets. And a bad night is getting worse here for H.A. Good punt here from King, high up into the night sky. And it is a fair catch here for Nate Erickson. Stopping the clock for the Green Trojans with 8:27 to go here, fourth quarter, and a 23-0 lead. Green Trojans will start with the ball on their own 40-yard line. And that's where Trojans will, I'm assuming, start to try to chew some clock here with the run game. You have a guy like Luke Erickson who can run the ball so well, and if you need to get that first down, get it. But if you just run it into the pile and continue to keep that clock moving, that is what the Trojans want right now with a very comfortable 23-0 lead. First and 10 as the Trojans in the green and black uniforms go right to left. Waiting for the snap here. They're going to hand one off to Erickson. No, quarterback keeper as he fakes it. Orzel keeps it himself out to the 46-yard line, and that's exactly what they want. A good chunk of yards there, 5 or 6 yards on the play, and the clock continues to move up to about the 46-yard line. And this Hornets team has just not had an answer here in the second half. Yes, I think the three turnovers were big, but just this green defense and the way that they have been able to break through the line here tonight and kind of disrupt what Harper Zelathan likes to do. The run game was there to start, but it slowly started to disappear towards the second quarter. Second and 5 coming up here for the Trojans. This time another QB keeper there for Orzel. Again to the outside, pushing his way forward, maybe for a gain of 2 on the play. And as I've watched this play develop tonight, it's nice because you fake the handoff to Erickson. He immediately becomes a blocker, and he's so big and strong that a lot of the times helps Orzel get around that first defender and kind of get into the second level where he is a pretty shifty runner. Clock continuing to move, down to 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. 23-0 lead for the Green Trojans here over Harper Zelathan, 3rd and 5. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Glad to have you along. Hope you're staying warm out there wherever you're listening here tonight on a chilly night here for Class D football. And now Orzel again fakes the handoff. He wants to throw this time. Wings one down the left side. And are we going to have a flag here for pass interference? No, I think they're just going to say it was unintentional, as everybody got tripped up along the same side as they tried to go to Nate Erickson, but it was double coverage there from King as well as Josh Wilson, and just kind of some tied up ankles there. Everybody went piling down to the ground. That'll bring up 4th and 5. 6:50 to go here, fourth quarter, and a 23-0 lead for the Trojans. So it looks like on this 4th and 5 that Green is just going to punt this one away. Post-game show will be coming up here after the fourth quarter. Again, stay tuned. We'll break this one down. We'll give you a scoring recap as well as our 3 awards here tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And a lot of great candidates from both sides here tonight. I'd say Green has several guys who could fill in a lot of those spots. 4th and 5 here. Green is going to punt it away. Flag on the play. His punt is going to roll out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Here is where it's going to be finally downed by Mitchell Walters. It did stay in, kind of rolled along the line. And we'll see what the flag is here and if that backs up Harper Zelathan even more. 6:40 to go here, fourth quarter. And that's going to be a false start against the Trojans here. So 6:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. This one, again, will go against Green, and Harper Zelathan is going to just start this one at about their own 30-yard line, and the white uniforms with the navy blue trim, the navy blue pants, will start the drive there with 6:41 to go. This is a position that is not familiar for Harper Zelathan. They've not lost a game this season. They've not lost since the playoffs last year in the divisional round when they went on the road and lost to a tough Walton team. Always tough when you have to go over there and play Walton, and they ran into a tough Dawson Beers running game. Walton went to the sectional semifinals last year. They were a quality team, so there was no shame in that loss last year. And since then, Harper Zelathan has been on a roll until tonight. And they'll hand one off here for Mitchell Wiest, and he gets punched out of bounds, but not before a good pickup there, up to about the 34, 35-yard line with 6:35 to go. That will stop the clock, so about an 8-yard gain there for Wiest. And a 2nd and 2 coming up here for the Hornets. a 23-0 lead here for Green. And the Trojans have just done everything right. And boy, you know, what a great way to end your regular season if you can hold on and win here, finishing 6-1. And, you know, your only loss being to a Class B school in the regular season. That's going to set you up very, very well for a great playoff seed. And definitely getting a home game. So they'll hand off here to Mitchell Weiss. And again, the line is right there, breaking through for Green. Jacob Arboit was right there. And Haddock was right there as well. And we've been saying those names all night as that Green defensive line has just been breaking through time and time again. And shutting down this Harper's Elapton running game. So upon 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. A third and six coming up for the Hornets. This could be their last gasp here in this fourth quarter to try to get something going. Time is really becoming an issue now for Harper's Elapton, the fourth-ranked team in the state in New York State Class D this week. And this is the time of year when you start to see these fun matchups where these teams finally get to play each other that you've been wondering about for weeks as they kind of go back and forth in the rankings. So third and six, and Harper's Elapton is going to go to the air. King is back in the shotgun, flushed out of the pocket. He's getting chased on the run, finds Josh Wilson. It's complete up to the 45 before he's knocked down. And that will stop the clock as they move the chains with 5:29 to go here in this fourth quarter. That was a nice job there by Harper's Elapton to move the chains. And that's the thing. Josh Wilson started the game very strong. Since then, the running game has not been where it needs to be tonight for Harper's Elapton. They just have not been able to break through the second level, and nice job there by Wilson to get free. And once he's in some space, very dangerous runner. 5:20 to go here, fourth quarter. Clock continues to move with Green leading Harper's Elapton 23-0. King again in the shotgun on a first and 10 as they go left to right. Hoover is in motion. King is going to toss one up as he's looking for Madison Hoover down the right side, and that ball just flutters a little bit too short. That was about 5 yards too short for Hoover on that pattern, and it was good coverage back there as well for Green. Noah Kennedy, I believe, was back in the secondary on good coverage, had a good read on that, and so we have 5:01 to go in the fourth quarter, and a second and 10 coming up here for Harper's Elapton. Again, we should know the playoff seeds by probably midnight tonight, I would say. So by the time you get up tomorrow morning, you should know where your favorite team is playing next week or if they made the playoffs or not, because there's going to be a few teams on the fringe depending on what happens here tonight, depending on the playoff system and the strength of schedule. They hand off to Josh Wilson here on 2nd and 10. Good shifty running into Green territory up to about the 45, and that's the Josh Wilson we're used to seeing as he gets through to the second level. They're very close to a first down here, and that is enough for a first as they move the chains. So that stops the clock momentarily, 4:56 to go. But again, Harper's Elapton trailing 23-0 here. And two fumbles and an interception has really, you know, kind of been the story here tonight. The turnovers, three for Harper's Elapton, only one for Green, and sometimes those are the things that can make or break you in a game between two quality teams like this. King drops back to pass, throws out into the flat here for Mitchell Weiss, and he's not even going to get back to the line of scrimmage before he's brought down. Very nice play there by the Green defense, and they have just been all over those plays there tonight. Anytime that King has kind of dropped back, he hasn't had a whole lot of time to work with. He's been sacked several times. He's had to dump it off to runners who just had nowhere to go. And I think the Hornets are just so used to having some more time back there. Tonight it's been frustrating for them as this very athletic, very strong Green defense has been right up in their face. 3:55 to go fourth quarter, a loss of 5 on the play. Actually a little bit more than that. It's going to be more like a loss of 10. So this will be a 2nd and 15 with 3:45 to go. They'll hand off to Josh Wilson again at midfield. Nowhere to go. Brought right down. Once again, Jacob Arboit is right there to rope him down. Can't say enough about Haddock, Arboit, Walters, Luke Erickson. I mean, they've all just crashed through their time and time again tonight and made plays. And so now the clock really becoming an issue, down to 3:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. and the Green Trojans are really going to throw a kink into this playoff system. It's going to be a logjam at the top now. You're going to have Hartfordsville Afton at 6-1, Green at 6-1. If Unitego loses tonight, they're 6-1. It's all going to depend on what Groton does tonight against Tioga. I think, you know, that was going to be a good game. We'll try to get you a score update on that. So playoffs could definitely take a different turn here tonight. King is going to throw here on 3rd and 15, trying to find Wilson down the right wing side, but well up and out of bounds and over his head with 2:53 to go. So 4th and 15 coming up here for the Hartfordsville Afton Hornets, and this could certainly be their last chance with the ball here tonight, because if Green gets it back, they'll be able to just kind of ride this one out a little bit. 23-0 lead here for the Trojans, who have just done everything right here tonight. It's, you know, you get the week to prepare, you get the week to watch video and put in some new wrinkles, and I thought Green has just done a great job with that here tonight. On a 4th and 15 now, here is Tyler King, who was our Chobani WCDO Athlete of the Month last month. He had a great month, and now almost picked off here on 4th and 15, just through the hands there of Noah Kennedy. Almost brought that one down, but King just had a great month of September, as did Hartfordsville Afton. And, you know, this game is not going to determine the rest of their season. They're going to get into the playoffs, they're going to regroup, and boy, the Hornets' nest might have been woken up here tonight by this Green Trojans team. And boy, wouldn't it be great if these two teams play each other again in a couple of weeks down the road, somewhere in the sectional semifinals or finals. This really could be a sectional final preview if things work out with the seeds the right way. And boy, that would be a great final, and either one of these teams would be a great representative to go to states here from Section 4 Class D. So a turnover on downs is going to get the ball back to Green, and Luke Erickson is going to get the handoff on 1st and 10, and Green now just has to hold on to the ball here and chew up some clock as we come down to 2.5 to go, and a 23-0 lead here for the Trojans over Hartfordsville Afton. So this, again, will definitely throw a logjam into the playoff system, and we should know in just a couple of hours where everybody will go. And it's going to depend on a couple of those other games here tonight, but what a fantastic performance tonight by the Green Trojans. 2:15 to go. That clock continues to move. A 2nd and 10 here for Green. Orzel, the quarterback, who again will hand off to Luke Erickson. No, it's going to be a little trickery here back to the far side. Sold that fake very well. Again, just diving forward in the pile. Maybe getting to the line of scrimmage there with Orzel on the QB keeper. 3rd and 10 coming up here for the Trojans. And they are just very content to continue to chew off the clock here tonight. They lead 23-0 and will get the victory here tonight. Didn't want to talk about it too early in the broadcast. It's kind of one of those broadcasting curses. If you start talking about it too early, that's when things certainly kind of go south. But 1.5 minutes now, safe to say that the Green Trojans are going to get this victory here tonight as they lead 23-0. Clock continuing to move. 3rd and 10 here. Orzel in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Waiting for the snap of the ball, and they will hand it off here. The Green Trojans handing it off to Logan Kennedy, and he'll pick up about 5 yards on the play. So it's going to be about a 4th and 5 coming up here as we are going to hit 1 minute to go here in the contest. Before I forget, folks, want to give a shout-out to the Unitego girls soccer team for winning the MAC championship today. Of course, the Delhi boys won yesterday for varsity boys soccer in the MAC right here against Green, 2-0. That was a great game. And Unitego wins 6-0 against the Bainbridge Guilford earlier today. That game was up in Unitego. Tanner Reed, of course, now the program's all-time leading scorer with 2 goals there today for the Lady Spartans. So congratulations there to Unitego, winning the MAC championship today 6-0. 4th and 5, Green is going to punt this one away with 30 seconds to go as fans start to head towards their cars to warm up from this one. Nice little run back here, though, from the Hornets as being pushed out of bounds over on that far side. Hard to see exactly who that was. I believe it was Slater Collins, number 33, on the return there for Hartfordsville Afton with 20 seconds to go. And so it should just be one last play coming up here for the Hartfordsville Afton Hornets, and a 23-0 edge here for Green. And our post-game show will be coming up. Lots of candidates for our NBT Bank Offense Award, our Catalog Outlet Store Defense Award, and the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. As Boy, going to be a tough choice here tonight. And my broadcast partner, Tim, is not here. Usually we get to chat about that a little bit and pick a couple different ones between us. But tonight it's all on me. So hugs all around on the Green Trojans bench here tonight. A well-deserved win after a hard week of work and practice, as this might be the last play of the night. As again, they'll hand off to Slater Collins, wearing number 33. A nice run here by Collins. He'll pick up the first down, down to 13 seconds to go. That'll stop the clock as they move the chains here. And, you know, during the postgame show, too, we'll try to get you an update. Yes, that game is final. Bainbridge-Guilford has defeated Unitego 25-7. So the BG Bobcats upset undefeated Unitego 25-7. That's a huge win there tonight for the Bobcats. Going to make the playoffs very interesting. And there it is, the last play of the game. And Green is going to defeat Harper's Alaskan 23-0 as they run out onto the field here. A big huddle there. They're a very fired up program here tonight. 23-0. Green defeats Harper's Alaskan. Postgame show coming up. Stay tuned on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality home furnishings for every room, including sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by makers you know and trust like Ashley, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters, where brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses are featured in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet, offering you the best for less.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Our final score here once again under the lights at Green High School. The Green Trojans defeating Harper's Alaskan 23-0. And with that win, folks, we have confirmed that the Green Trojans are the Division 7 champions. It all came down to this tonight because both teams were 3-0 in the division. So Green is going to finish 4-0 in the division. Harper's Alaskan is 3-1. So Green is your Division 7 champion, but folks, the season is a long way from being over, as both these teams will definitely be in the playoffs just starting next week. But it's really going to be a shakeup in the seeds, because the other shakeup tonight is Unitego falling to Bainbridge-Guilford. Unitego came into tonight 6-0. BG was 1-5. It just shows you that on any given night, anything can happen here in Class D Section 4 football, as BG defeats Unitego 25-7. So a great win there tonight for the Bobcats. And we said it in the pregame that BG is a team that has some weapons. And, yeah, they might be 1-5, but they're a team that could be 500. They could have beaten Delhi. They were right there with Deposit Hancock and Walton. and just had some tough losses in the second half of those games. So BG, kind of a little bit of an unknown. Maybe Unitingo took them too lightly, hard to say, but a great win tonight there for BG over Unitingo, and a great win here tonight for the Green Trojans over Harpersville Afton, and it certainly is going to make things interesting going forward. Let's do our three awards. First off, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. Easy choice for me here tonight, Luke Erickson for the Green Trojans. I just thought he had a heck of a night on the ground. He's such a bruising runner. He had the one touchdown that really was the icing on the cake. He was great on defense, too. I mean, he was an absolute beast helping to break through the line. Great night here tonight for Luke Erickson. He is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award is, of course, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I want to give this one to Josh Wilson tonight for Harpersville Afton. It was a tough night for the Hornets, but Josh Wilson, I thought, did it on both sides of the ball, and he is going to be our Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Made some great tackles. And he's just one of those outstanding athletes that you're going to see make plays no matter what the score is. Finally, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. Of course, ACCO Brands of Sydney supports youth in our local communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Coy Austin from Green gets that tonight. He caught the 75-yard touchdown pass in the first half. He had an interception. He was great on both sides of the ball here tonight. Coy Austin, our all-purpose award winner tonight, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. So a great night here with, again, the final score 23-0. The Green Trojans really with a very nice dominating performance over a very good Harpersville Afton team. Maybe we'll see these two teams again down the road in the playoffs. That would be a great playoff sectional matchup. I'd absolutely love to see it in a couple of weeks. So make sure you check out WCDOsports.com if you ever want to listen back to this game and our game audio archive, courtesy of SFCU. And check out there as well, because if we get the playoff seedings all set and confirmed tonight from New York State, I will definitely be posting that on there and who gets the one seed all the way down to who gets the eight seed and who is going to continue their season in the playoffs. But a great win here tonight for Green, 23-0. Again, the other score to report was that Bainbridge-Guilford upset Unitingo 25-7. So you never know. Always a shakeup here in the last part of the season, and that's absolutely a crazy thing to do with high school football. I want to thank everybody here at Green High School for setting us up, having us over here tonight. It was great being here for soccer last night, football tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios. Again, the final score, Green defeats Harpersville Afton 23-0. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll see you next week, and have a great night from CDO Sports.